All right, so now we're coming to morning session two. So I think it's page 35.
Is that right?
Message one. So we're covering different lines during this training. And the message, or the session two, is going to be on practicing the twos or threes.
Amen.
So I really feel like our feeling for this time can be summed up in the word practicing. We really want us to practice the twos or threes.
Amen.
So I think a lot of you maybe have heard about twos or threes, or I don't know, this term might be familiar, but we want to bring you to the practice,
Amen.
To the experience. We want this to be something that could be very, very real to you, not just something we listen to when we come to conferences. It's like, oh yeah, we talk about twos and threes again. But we want to bring you to the practice. So actually, during this training, there's a time for you to practice twos or threes. And in your packets, there's actually, it's called Guiding Fellowship for Group Time and Twos and Threes Time. So I think it's in your packet. So from 5:15 to 5:45, Monday through Friday, you'll be given a time for you to practice getting into the twos and threes.
Amen.
Apply what you have heard in these messages. But it's not limited just to this time. We have a lot of time here.
Right.
And these downtime times walking to our dorms, to the dining halls, even eating together, these are times for us to practice the twos and threes.
Amen.
All right. So now let's come to this morning's message. How about let's all read that together.
Pursuing
Christ in twos or threes. Okay, let's read that again.
Pursuing Christ in twos or threes.
So this is really good. Pursuing Christ in twos or threes. You know, we can just pursue Christ, which is very good, right? But here we have an emphasis. Pursuing Christ in the twos or threes. So let's come to Roman numeral 1 and read that together.
The best way for the young brothers and sisters to experience Christ is to find at least two or three companions in the Lord.
All right. So let's emphasize the second word, or the second two words in that line. The best way, right? Here we're talking about the best way to experience Christ. You know, there's a lot of ways to experience Christ, and we're not saying that this is the only way. But here we're touching something called the best way to experience Christ. And that's in the twos and threes. How about we all turn to our Bibles to 2 Timothy 2:22. Okay, and if you know it, let's just read that together. Ready? Go.
But flee youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
So this verse, I want to emphasize a couple phrases. First one is flee.
Amen.
You need to flee. Second, pursue. And third, with those. All right, so you got it? Those three words. What is it? One is flee. Two, pursue. Three, with those. Yeah. So a lot of times when we hear something, we want to flee and pursue Christ. We try hard, maybe after a college training. 2 weeks in, afterwards, we're on the way down. It's like, oh, my fleeing and my pursuing is struggling. We're struggling. Why is that? There's actually a secret in this verse. And that's in the end. It's with those. This is the key in this verse. The key is to be with those.
Amen.
This is how we flee.
Amen.
How we pursue is actually with those. Okay. And okay, so now we know we need to be with those, right?
Yeah.
So the logical train of thought is, who are the those, right? So who are those? And I want to read an excerpt from Knowing and Experiencing Christ as Life in chapter 12, and I thought this was helpful. It says, we should look for three kinds of companions. The first kind should be those who are at our spiritual level. This kind of friend is for mutual help. We can help him, and he can help us. The second kind should be more experienced in the Lord, and he can lead us. We need to listen to such a one and receive his help. Be restricted by him, and even be subject to him. We should also look for this kind of companion. The third kind of companion should be one who is younger and weaker. We should render him help and lead him like a big brother, leading his younger siblings. So we see from this excerpt that our companions, they can really be anyone, right? Yes. Someone at our spiritual level. Amen. Someone who is more mature than us. Right. And someone who is younger. Yes. We really have no excuse, right?
Yes.
Anyone can really be our companion.
Amen.
So we need to find those who we can flee and pursue with. Okay. So we're talking about twos or threes. And what's the basis of this? I think the best way is to come to the Bible.
Yeah.
The Bible has good examples.
Yeah.
So A says examples in the Old Testament. One, Joshua and Caleb fully follow God together.
Amen.
Wow. Fully follow God together.
Amen.
And the verse there is Numbers 32:12. So that verse says, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, because they have fully followed Jehovah. So the story about Joshua and Caleb is God gave the children of Israel the good land, right? This is their destiny. They brought them out of Egypt, took them to the wilderness. Why? To get them to the good land. But the story was that they sent 12 spies, right, for 40 days, and they searched out the good land. And this was their report. 10 of them had an evil report. And this is what they said. And they told him and said, we came to the land into which you sent us. And indeed, it indeed flows with milk and honey. And this is its fruit. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong. And the cities are fortified and very large. And we also saw the descendants of Anak there. And then there's a second part to the report, and says, and they brought to the children of Israel an evil report of the land which they had spied out, saying, this land through which we have gone to spy it out is a land that eats up its inhabitants. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great size. And there we saw the Nephilim, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. So we were in their sight. So that's like, this is the 10 spies. That's their report. But Joshua and Caleb, they had a different report, right?
Amen.
Here's what they say. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to the whole assembly of the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we passed to spy out is an exceedingly good land.
Amen.
If Jehovah is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey.
Amen.
Only do not rebel against Jehovah, nor should you fear the people of the land, for they are our bread.
Amen.
Their protection has been removed from them, and Jehovah is with us. Do not fear them. So, wow. So such a contrast, right? The 10 spies, and then Joshua and Caleb. So what kind of companion was Joshua and Caleb? I think Joshua and Caleb, they're ones who strengthen each other's belief. You know, sometimes when we're by ourselves, our faith kind of shrinks, right? Someone might ask us a simple question like, do you believe in the Lord Jesus? If we're by ourselves, we might be stumbling. But then when you're with your companions, what? You're very strong. It's like, I love the Lord.
Amen.
I love the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, our companions. In this example, can be ones who strengthen us in our faith, help us stand in our belief.
Yeah.
So that's just one example how our how a companion can help us. Second here, we have David and Jonathan. So David and Jonathan were spiritual companions. And I think there's a lot of stories about David and Jonathan, but I just want to share one. So just to give a little background, before David was the king was Saul. And David was under Saul. And David would do a lot of things that, in a sense, were a lot better than what Saul was doing, because David was blessed. God was with David. And so what happened? Saul became very jealous to the point that he wanted to kill David. So this is where it's very interesting, because who did God provide as a companion to David? He provided Jonathan. Who's Jonathan? Jonathan was actually the son of Saul. So we realize our companions sometimes are not even the ones we choose. Our companions, God would provide someone that maybe is like, okay, there's no way this is happening. This person cannot be my companion. But we don't know, because, he can just be like, no, your father is trying to kill me. I will not be your companion, you know? But no, God provided a companion, which is Jonathan, to him. And I think this is a very good example to us, you know. There's ones around us. Maybe it's not who we think would be our ideal companion. But, you know, the Lord provides.
Amen.
So we just need to be open to him.
Amen.
And let's go on to the third example here. We have Daniel and his three companions. Pray together in one accord. So, Daniel and his three companions. Oh, Lord. Here we go. The story here, this is also very interesting. There's a king in Babylon. His name is King Nebuchadnezzar. And he was, it says he had a dream. And his spirit was troubled because of it. So then this is what he did. He called together all the magicians, conjurers, sorcerers, and he gave him three things. First, he says, you gotta tell me what my dream was. Okay. Second, you need to give an interpretation of the dream. And third, and this is the, I don't know, I think this is the kicker. It says, if you do not make the dream and its interpretation known to me, you shall be cut into pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. Wow. So I was like, what? This is like, okay, what do we do, right? So the people, they said, there's not a man on earth who can declare the matter to the king, right? And the king got really mad, and he's like, okay, fine, so I will kill like all the wise men. So this is when Daniel comes in. And so his response is so good. I just want to read this from Daniel 2, 17 and 19. It says, then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions.
Amen.
That they might request compassions from before the God of the heavens concerning this mystery, so that Daniel and his companions would not be destroyed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of the heavens. So how does this relate to us? You know, a lot of times we are put into difficult situations. Sometimes, maybe not impossible, but we think that this is it. It's over. It's like the king's decree. It's like, first tell me my dream and then interpret it. It's like, this is ridiculous. Why am I in this situation? But what's our response? Our response shouldn't be to complain. But what did Daniel do? He got together to his companions.
Amen.
Right? They requested compassions from the God of the heavens.
Amen.
And I think this is a very good example. And a contrast to this would be Job. Job also had three friends? He didn't say three companions, right? He had three friends. And they got together. And what do they give him? Their opinions. Yeah. Oh, you should do this. You should do that. You know, it's very different from Daniel's response to his companions.
That's what? Right.
He went to his house, made the request made known to God. You know, such a difference. Yeah. Realize our companions are ones, you know, we could pray with. In these impossible situations, we have companions to bring us through. Okay. So now we come to examples in the New Testament. So Jesus sent out his disciples in groups of two. Peter and John went out together. So this group of verses, Acts 3, 1 through 8, it keeps on saying Peter and John. It says, now Peter and John were going into the temple. Peter and John about to go to the temple. And Peter gazing at him with John. You know, they just did it together, right? These two, they just went together. And then the last point, Paul and Barnabas, Silas, Timothy, and Luke as companions. So here again, actually, the Apostle Paul, he was pretty amazing, right? He wrote, I would say, a large portion of the New Testament. Right. This is the Apostle Paul. I think if anyone had the ground to say, like, I am something, it might be Paul, because I mean, he did a lot. But Paul, in his writings, he's always Paul and a brother. Paul and another brother. His view was never that he could do it alone. If Paul had a view that he needed a companion, I think we need a view that we need companions. I think a verse said, Ephesians 3:8. This is Paul saying, to me, less than the least of all saints. You know, his view was like, he's not good enough to go it alone. He needed companions to be with. So this is Paul's testimony. Paul's our pattern. We also are ones who would need companions.
Hallelujah for companions. Amen. Companions, companions, companions in the Lord. Companions, companions, companions in the Lord. I don't know. Together for better. Companions in the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to know that little hymn, come see Bill Lawson. That's a good hymn. It's on a kid's CD. We play it all the time in my car for my kids. They sing it all the time. Because they know they need companions. All right, you know what we're going to do right away? Why do we get these sisters? Let's give you guys some practical examples of companions. How about I get sisters from Newington, Central Connecticut State University, Alyssa, Kayla, Jamie. All right, come on up. Come on, quickly, quickly. Yes. Companions actually work.
Companions are the best way to enjoy Christ. Amen. And I love that we get together and just read the ministry together and pray together. And it's just refreshing to get that during the week.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So when our brother asked us if we could all share something, I wasn't really sure what to share at first. But that's why last night I had to go and pray with my companions. I enjoyed what a brother shared last night, that we come to the college training because we need help. So sometimes when we say, Lord, I need help, he gives us companions. When we need help with our morning time, we need our companions. When we need help with our Bible reading, when we set the time to read the Bible, sometimes we need our companions to do so. When we need help preaching the gospel or standing up to prophesy, we could always come up with a companion. Amen. So praise the Lord, we need companions.
Amen. When we meet together, we don't have a goal. We're just there to enjoy Christ. Amen. So, yeah, we meet together on the campus almost every single day.
Amen.
Like Monday nights in the library, Tuesday nights in the library, Bible studies Wednesday and Thursday, Thursday night and Friday night home meetings. We spend all day Sunday together. You just need to spend time with your companions.
Yeah.
Spend all day together if you have to. I know you all have to study. Just do it together. Amen. Companions are the most important thing you could ever have on this campus. Yes. I would be dead inside without them. I need them.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. I think it's really important for us to see that in order for us to fulfill God's purpose and to really give him his heart desire, we need our companions. Yeah. We can't do it by ourselves. We need our companions.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciate when a brother talked about Daniel and his three companions and how they were put in a difficult situation. All I could think about was school. Like studying for exams, the stress and all of that. I just love how all my companions, we just come together and we open up about our situation and how stressed we are, and we just pray, we just praise the Lord together and sing hymns. So I just really appreciate that the Lord gets what he wants through us coming together as our as companions.
Yeah. hold on, don't leave yet. Hold on. Okay, how long have you guys been companions?
2 years.
2 years. How well do you guys think you know each other?
Very well.
Trust me, they know each other very well. They know everything about each other. In a matter of 2 years, right? Actually, the first term together, how well do you think you knew each other?
First term?
Yes, just hanging out.
Second term was better.
It shows it takes some time.
Yeah.
Don't think you're just going to hit it off, right? It takes time. Okay, thank you, sisters.
Amen.
Right? It's really good to see that. We'll have another pop-up later in a little bit. But do you see? This is not just in the doctrine, in the word, theology. It happens. It works. And they're over my house a lot. Not just one, two, three. So if I'm cooking dinner for one of them, for some reason, two come with the other person. So I'm always prepared for extra food all the time. But there's a reason why, right? You know, on these companion things, which touched me a lot, as this morning, our brother Shepherd, he talked about that verse in Psalm, all right, Song of Songs, right?
Yeah, right.
It says, draw me. But it says, we will run after you.
Amen.
So the Lord calls us out individually, right? He does. He saves you individually. But his point of view is always a corporate thing.
Right.
Where are you going to get the we from? Say, yeah, he's drawing me. We, I need Brother Ken. Brother Ken says, we, that's us.
Yeah.
Right? So we have to realize companion is so important. But this comes first. I want you to answer out of love. We need to love the Lord. If we love the Lord, we will love what the Lord loves. And what the Lord loves is for you to have a companion.
Amen.
It's for you to get each other with another person. You do it because that's what the Lord loves. That's why we are here. We're here because the Lord loves it. We want our heart to be like the heart of God.
Amen.
Right? That's why we need to get at these kind of companions. So draw me, we will run after you. And now if you go to your outline, right? Roman numeral 2. This is a very good point here. This bold. Let's read this together. Two or three are particular numbers in the scripture, denoting witness and testimony.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read you these verses to save time. Deuteronomy 19:15. The word of two witnesses,
right,
or at the word of three witnesses, shall a matter be established. Wow. Genesis 2:18. And Jehovah God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper as his counterpart.
Mm-hmm.
Ecclesiastes 4:10-11. For if they fall, the one will lift up his companion.
Amen.
But woe to the one who falls and does not have another to lift him up.
Amen.
Wow. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Verse 12, and while a man may prevail against the one, the two will withstand him.
Amen.
And the threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Amen.
These are precious verses. Yes. Precious. Deuteronomy 32:30. How shall one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight? What kind of biblical math is this? Right? One is 1,000. You say, well, two should be 2,000. Two is 10,000. Do you see the power of having a companion?
Amen.
It is, you know, it's unheard of. So we have to realize with these companions, right, that just to be saved is not enough in our Christian life.
Yeah.
It's just not good enough to be saved. Be like, okay, I say I receive the Lord. But the Lord wants you to love Him. Right. When you love Him, you will find a companion. Because the Lord, as we read the scriptures, does not want you to be alone. Okay, raise your hand if you have a companion. I was trying to see if all the hands went up. So we have to realize we need to find a companion. Because look what the companions do. Witness and testimony. Compliment and match. And this one is great. Partnership and companionship. Mutual help and support. Okay, mutual help and support. And we have another pop-up here. We have from UConn. Brother Steve Sorrow and Marquise, if you guys come and share quickly. This is a very unique situation. As you can see, they're close in age. But there's a reason why I call them, for mutual help, right, and support.
Praise the Lord, we have the same Father.
Amen.
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 You want to start? Okay. I met Marquise, what was it, a year ago?
About a year ago.
Yeah. And through Jesse, who is a PhD candidate at UConn, and we started meeting after Jesse and Marquise started meeting, and I was reminded a little while ago that in John chapter 4, the Lord had to go from Judea into Samaria. He had to. Why? Because He knew there was a thirsty sinner there.
Yes.
He was the thirsty Savior. And I realized I really liked meeting with Marquise because he was a thirsty person.
Amen.
He is one.
Amen.
And I'm a thirsty whatever. A thirsty supplier. And so we went over a couple of books in the Bible and some ministry and our companionship is a little bit wonderful.
Amen.
You know, if not unusual.
Amen.
But it's wonderful.
Amen.
Because we have the best fellowship.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful. I was thirsty and he was thirsty. Amen. I was thirsty to supply and he was thirsty to drink.
Amen.
And I drank from him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
God definitely answers prayer because I was a thirsty man, but he through his sovereignty placed Brother Steve in my life, and I was just so thankful that he was willing to share and I was willing to receive. So God definitely places companions in your way so you can grow for his corporate building. That's what I'm so taken by each and every time I meet with Brother Steve, or I meet with any of the saints,
yeah,
or I meet with Jesse Mala, just the willingness to share and the corporateness that goes into it. So I just love that every single time.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
for
the Lord.
Companions.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's amazing to see when you're seeking, God puts somebody in your life. Your companions is not somebody you want in your life. I got to make sure that person is just like me, right? My height, maybe likes this, likes that. Not too strong. Actually, companions are one you run this race with. These are the ones you should be with. These, you know, your companions. I don't want to go. I just want to go over these outlines the following week on the two and threes. It says beginning to practice twos or threes. That's tomorrow. The binding and releasing prayers of the twos or threes. Preaching the gospels in twos or threes. And then shepherding and perfecting in twos or threes. There's going to be some good things, but today we're just pursuing Christ in twos and threes. So I just want to make sure you guys have a burden to have another person.
Yes.
Somebody next to you. One person cannot build up the church alone. It is impossible.
Yeah.
How many have been without a companion for a while, and then they got a companion and realize there's a big difference? Raise your hand. Would you rather be by yourself or with a companion? When you're by yourself, you know what Satan does? He can kick you from here to there.
Right?
He can slap you easily.
Right.
He can discourage you easily.
Yeah.
When you're by yourself, every little thing feels like 1,000 pounds on you.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, the Bible again, I got to read. Oh, do I really have to go to a meeting? But you have a companion. Your companion comes on fire and says, let's get ready to go to the meeting. And all of a sudden your spirit goes, yeah, let's get ready to go to the meeting.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
Right? That's what your companion does. Or you ever been in a situation where you're down, right? And you're just sad. You know what? You're just sad. And if you don't have a companion, who's going to lift you up? The TV? That actually makes it worse. I don't want to say everything. A lot of it, 90%, is all a lie. It's a lie. You want to escape, you watch TV, listen to it, it's all a lie. It's a lie. You have a companion, they call, they would lift you up. Right? They would take you where you need to be. Actually, your companions are the one that you're trying to build up, what, the house of God. The church. Because, you know, in Matthew, right, let's go to the next Roman numeral. I can't cover them all. I'm just going to jump to here and there, right? It says, Roman numeral 3, the gathering of two or three with the Lord's presence are the reality of the church. And we are needed to build up the local church. The most basic way to meet with the saints in a local church is by having what meetings in? Twos or threes.
Amen.
The meetings of the believers are initiated by us. Are you paying attention? Who is it initiated by?
The Lord.
Wow. Who calls the believers out of all persons, matters, and things that occupy them. Games of Thrones, forget about it. You know? The Walking Dead, forget about it. Pokemon. I don't even know what that is. Is that somebody brought that up to me? Right? And gathers them together into his name to enjoy what? The riches of his presence.
Amen.
You know, I'm really concerned also that when we get together, we think our companion is for us to go bowling every Thursday. Right? Or to go miniature golfing. I mean, I'm not going to say that you can't do those things. But your companion is not meant for that specifically. It's not because you're just so lonely that you just want a friend. You know? Of course, your companions are your friend. They are your friend. But they have a vision, and you should have the vision. You're here together to build something.
Yeah.
That is our vision of our companions.
Yeah.
You know, what I serve, this is my 7 year serving. Oh my goodness. 7 years I've been serving. And 3.5 of those years was by myself.
Mm.
That was a tough time.
Right.
Hallelujah. I was married during those times, though. You know, my wife is always my first companion. But every now and then, I would have a brother come and just take care of me. Bill, can you stand up? Now, this brother here, Bill, right? I would never choose him as my companion. Never. All right. He has more energy than I have. Never gets tired. He flies, and all these things. And all he does is talk about the Lord with me. But we start. But then I realized, what a blessing.
Amen.
To have a companion who pursues the Lord 100%. And that just got me on fire. It's like, wow, right? And just so happens, he just seems to be a little bit older than me. But that's okay, as our brother spoke. We need some at our level and those that are older. Thank you, Brother Bill. Thank you. So you see, right, we need these. Who is a freshman going to college? Raise your hand. Actually, stand up. I want to see all your faces. Again, stand up. Freshman. Sit down if you have a companion in that campus. Look at this. You guys don't have companions. So you got to go get companions. So, okay, sit down. But that doesn't mean once I find two or three, that's it, right? This is the problem. Sometimes we get this. I got two or three. This is my group. We are so special. Yeah, exclusive companion. This is the VIP group right here. To get in, you got to go through these loops and get approved. No. When you have companions, as the Lord leads you, you need to be open to talk to others.
Yeah.
You need to pray, say, Lord, maybe we should gain more for our group.
Yes.
Right? That's what the heart of the Lord is. The Lord loves all. Our companionship is just not for us to be great believers. Look at us like those sisters, right, that I show.
Yeah.
I know when a new one comes in, they are so happy to go talk to them.
Amen.
To go get them, to include them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about, this is what we have. Companions is for everyone. Yes. Companions actually means your heart is enlarged. Yes. That's what a companionship is. It's enlarged to gain more, to bring people into this joy you have. What a joy, right? When you eat a great, I don't know, I'm not a big dessert guy, but I love steak. I cook a lot. I love steak. But when I cook, I always like to cook for others. It's a joy for others to come taste what I cook. It's my joy. They're like, oh, you know, can I help Pastor? Don't even worry. Just come and eat. That is what we need to do. Have others come and eat with us. Amen. Don't think you are okay. Church kids, please do not think you are okay with those you know growing up. If I could shake you, I would. When a new one comes in, your heart should be enlarged. Maybe this one for my companion.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How are they going to enter in if you're excluding them? You go somewhere with another brother. Invite the new one to come with you. We're going to meet. Invite him. We're going to go play soccer. Invite him. Sisters. Talk to the new ones. Do not exclude them. Bring them a part of this joy that you have. That's a big deal. Suli, stand up, Suli. You see, you should not know me. I learned this from Bill. He calls everybody he knows. She's going to UConn, a freshman. What are one of the things you're going to be looking for? Amen. Companion at UConn. Do we have any other UConn students? Yeah. So you know what? Wait, there's more. There's one. Stand up. So what does this mean? Oh, there's one back there. So that means the Lord started you off early already. You can start being companions already here. So when you get to campus, you're off and running. Right, okay, sit down, sisters. And you're all sisters. Wow, look at that. The Lord has arranged it. Companionship right there. You go on, you gain some others, right? Because I know when you're by yourself, you never want to preach the gospel. Never. You're like, forget it. But if you go with a companion, don't you just feel stronger somehow? You're like, I can do this. We can do this.
Amen.
Let's go preach the gospel. You go preach the gospel. And actually, you get burning for the gospel. That's another, I don't want to get too much into that. But that's a big thing. I got a couple minutes. I want you guys to write something, and I don't want to get too much into it. The negative things, how you should not look for companions, right? Do not seek among unbelievers. Mm-hmm. Unbelievers are not your companions. I don't want to get too much into it. Some other brothers will probably touch that as we go. But that is not a companion you should be looking for, right? Look for those who can be of mutual help. Mutual help.
Amen.
That's what we need. And of course, our brother Victor talked about the three kind of companions, you know, at our level, experience more, experience in the Lord, and one that are younger. And some cautions. When you get together, write these down, cautions. You need to fear God. You come together, you need to know how to fear God. You cannot become too familiar, too loose. That just ruins your companionship. You're just a club. You're like the Italian club. Just hang around. That's not good. You have to actually respect one another. You respect one another. Don't think, oh, she just got saved. I'm just going to tell her everything what to do. Respect the person that's in your group, your companions. Respect the new one. You know, imagine when you were new. You walk into a place, you don't know anybody.
Right.
I got saved at 29. I went to a meeting. I don't know anybody there. And then they baptized me. You know, so it's a big thing. Okay, and rejecting natural affection. Natural affection. Do not, like I said earlier, don't choose that person because they're so close to you. Oh, you watch that show? I watch that show too. Your favorite team is the Dallas Cowboys? So is mine. It just happens to be that way, but that's not why you get drawn together. Those are not the qualifications, you know, of companions. Because with companions... Where's my outline? Right? We are gathered. Because the name denotes the person. To be gathered together to the Lord's name is to be gathered together into his person.
Amen.
So that means you're in your spirit. Hallelujah. We had a meeting on the spirit.
Amen.
You're in your spirit. You're not in yourself. You may come in yourself, but once you join your companions, you're out of yourself.
Yeah.
Forget about that F I just got. It's a lesson learned to study more. But I'm here to enjoy the Lord with my companions. And my burden, right, is this focus. Let's read the focus together.
Amen.
We should pursue Christ with companions in twos or threes, meeting together by being gathered into His name and enjoying His presence.
Amen.
You should have that feeling. Don't have a feeling, I got to meet with Andrew Lemuda again. I should enjoy being with my brother because I am pursuing together. Okay, as throughout the whole week, brothers will get into more detail of these companions. Hallelujah. So, overflow? Yes. How about we save a good time for you guys to overflow. We want to hear whatever you guys have.